Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Two of the American hostages taken in the Hamas terrorist assault on Israel 2 weeks ago, Judith Ranan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie, are now free.
The Israeli Defense Forces spokesman saying they are within the territory of Israel and in the arms of the army. U.S. officials say a small number of Americans scattered and hidden away amid catastrophic destruction and violent chaos in Gaza. Today, a symbolic ceremony was held by family members in Tel Aviv. 203 empty seats at a Shabbat dinner their loved ones may never join.
CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv. Now near Chicago, Natalie Ranan's half-brother Ben describes his relief.
An overwhelming sense of joy and more importantly, an overwhelming sense of gratitude to the large community around the world who have really put my sister at the forefront of their thoughts, of their prayers.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, no longer the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House, after failing to win the floor vote for the position three times, Jordan's colleagues pulled back their endorsement. They will return to Washington on Monday to try to find a replacement for Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted in a mini rebellion 2 weeks ago. As for Jordan,
got the results, and I thanked every one of our colleagues and said I will work as hard as I can to help all of you, help our team, help us get a new speaker, and go do the work that the American people want us to do.
For the second day in a row, a Donald Trump co-defendant pleads guilty to Georgia state charges connected to alleged election interference. Lawyer Kenneth Chesbrough accepting a felony guilty plea just as jury selection was getting underway in his trial on charges accusing him of participating in efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 loss in Georgia.
Overall, you have to put this down as a good week for the prosecutors, because two key defendants have pled guilty and the prosecutors have not had to show their full hand in the cases likely coming down the pike against Donald Trump and other defendants.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson. In Western Maryland, the manhunt continues for the suspect in the shooting death of a circuit judge who ruled against him in a child custody case. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
In Hagerstown, it's unclear if the suspect knew where the judge lived or just followed him home.
We've known him for years.
Mo Kalella lives down the street from where the shooting occurred.
He was always nice to us, always waved to us.
Wall Street finished out the week on a down note, the Dow down 187 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/...
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Friday, October 20th. With Greg Buck on the board and my good friend and colleague, Carol Kane,
yeah,
live in the studio with me. Coming up next hour at 11:06, Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions about relationships, your career, your life choices. Pretty much everything. You can text in at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And think a little bit ahead, too. At 11:30, Carol's going to share a story regarding one of your dogs.
Yes.
And the things we do for our pets.
I think it's fascinating what I was talking to somebody just yesterday about this situation. And he said, oh, my wife would do that. He said, I laid next to... He said, when his one dog, Rosie, he said, I laid on the floor with her. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're nuts. We are nuts about our pets.
Yes, we are nuts about our pets. So we're going to take your stories, too, about the lengths you have gone to for your beloved four-legged creature.
Yep.
That will be coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, we're going to start off with this. As of today, students at Menominee Falls High School will no longer have access to 33 different books.
I don't understand that. Well, give me some of the books. What are some? Do you have titles?
We do have some titles. So, The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, 19 Minutes by Jodi Picoult, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
What's wrong with that?
Jesus Land, a Memoir by Julia Shears. I have read that one.
What's so offensive about that?
It's sex.
Oh,
well, that one also deals with race relations and religion. So,
oh, yeah, that too. Yes, the policies and guidelines are based on age and grade appropriateness, specifically focusing on limiting or excluding materials with sexual content and profanity. Now, from what I understand, and we're going to be learning more about this coming up at 10:30, because Andy Gus is with the group called Grassroots of Menominee Falls area, and they take the tack that the correct procedures were not followed. From what I understand, no one knows who complained about these books. Who made the initial complaint.
Okay.
It's also not clear what process they went through. Who made the decision to get rid of these books?
Well, I don't know. I can't wait to talk to this guy and kind of figure some of this stuff out. But I don't know how. I'm not advocating by any stretch of the imagination pulling books. But I do agree with the age appropriate. You know, we have to kind of take a look at some of these books and find out what is age appropriate. Once you get into high school, though.
Come on.
That's
I mean.
Half of them are having sex, so.
Thank you. Thank you. Because, yes, I think you're absolutely right. And Kristen has said this before, too. If you want to make something really, really attractive to your teenager, tell them they can't have it.
Oh, well, sure, of course.
You think these kids aren't going to go fuck, especially, well, give me the list. I'm going to go download them. Give me the list. I'm going to go, you know, I'll go to a used bookstore and get them.
Well, half of them, you know, truly half of them have Kindles and they can
right.
do it. So they'll find it no matter what. It doesn't make any sense to me that you want to do something like that. I mean, you as a parent, if your kid brings one of these books home and you don't agree with it, it's a very simple solution. You take it away from them. And you say, I don't want you reading this.
But do you ban it from every other student?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that. No, not at all.
And when I look at some of these other titles.
But you have to understand, you know, like Catcher in the Rye and all that kind of stuff. Hugely controversial when it came out.
But I read that in high school.
Oh, sure.
Catcher in the Rye. Slaughterhouse-Five is on here by Kurt Vonnegut, Greg. I have not read Slaughterhouse-Five, but I know you have.
That deals with a lot. It's an anti-war book. It deals with communism, religion, all the things that threaten people who feel threatened by books.
Also banned, The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini. I've read that. It's a wonderful book. It's a wonderful,
I saw the movie, and I thought it was really important, actually.
Also, Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West.
They're probably
Is there a lot of sex in that book?
I bet you it's more about religion. Witchcraft.
Okay. And You, a Novel. Again, these are among some of the 33 books that have now been banned at Menomonee Falls High School.
Okay, you know, it's very funny to me because I read this article. It was a fascinating article. Now, it's college, so it's a whole different, you know, bag of worms. But there, according to The Guardian, there's a British university that is offering a master's degree in the occult and witchcraft.
Okay.
Which is, you know, okay, this is where we are
right?
at this particular juncture. And I'm a huge advocate of talking to your kids. I have not been the greatest mom in the world. I could tell you stories that would, I left my daughter at a gas station.
Well, that was not intentional.
No, it wasn't intentional. But so I know that I'm not the greatest mom in the world, but I always was an advocate of when they were doing their schoolwork or something like that, finding out what they were doing and talking to them about it. And
gee,
if they
what a shocking idea, Carol.
And if they were reading something and I was maybe, well, what do you find attractive about this book? What does this book mean to you?
Right. What are you getting from this book?
Right. I'm still very, The Handmaid's Tale, are you kidding? You can watch it on TV.
Yeah. But don't read it.
I understand what it's about, and The Kite Runner,
It's a wonderful book.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a wonderful book.
And what else? Give me some more titles.
All right, let's see. Again, there's 33. There's quite a few.
Yeah, I'm not going to have you go through the whole
list. A Court of Frost and Starlight. These are all from the same author. A Court of Frost and Starlight. This is a series. A Court of Mist and Fury. A Court of Thorns and Roses. A Court of Wings and Ruin by Sarah J. Maas.
Okay.
Breathless by Jennifer Niven, Damsel by Alana Arnold, Homegoing by Yai Gasai, Kingdom of Ash by Sarah J. Maas. They don't like her.
Okay, apparently
now
not.
Now I'm gonna have to download one of those because I'm curious. But this also got me thinking about the first book that I read because I was a big reader as a kid.
I'm an English literature major.
Right. And I am fairly certain that the first book that really made a big impression on me was Carrie by Stephen King.
Oh, sure.
Which I read when I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
And then I read Helter Skelter.
Oh, I've read that too.
In eighth grade.
I probably was right around that. And I will be perfectly honest to tell you that when I was reading The Exorcist, because it freaked my mom out so much, I hid my book between my mattress and my box spring. And I would read it at night when she was still downstairs. But, you know, I mean, if you really want to take a look at some of the stuff, then, you know, some of Shakespeare's stuff's pretty salty. So, and I read Shakespeare very, very early on in ninth grade.
You know what book is also pretty risque? The Bible.
Yes, it is.
Oh, without a doubt. But they're not going to be reading the Bible in public schools by any stretch of the imagination.
But shouldn't that book be subject to these same kinds of rules?
Well, I seriously doubt. I don't know if you will find the Bible in a public school library.
I don't know. I mean, even still, but shouldn't we take it out of the library in general?
To protect the children?
That's what they're doing in libraries, not just high school libraries, but public libraries. Take that Bible out. That is some.
If you're going to institute these kinds of rules, they should all be applied equally, I would think.
Well, I think we're talking apples and oranges when you're talking libraries. You're talking kids and you're talking, you know, public libraries. I don't know. I don't advocate taking books out, period. I really don't. But I do think that it's okay to check for... I go back to the age appropriate. I do.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. But again, there needs to be transparency involved into who is making this complaint and what is the process that... What is the oversight process involved in coming to the determination that these 33 books have to go? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in. Andrew from Verona on the text line, it's so stupid. These kids can go to Google Pornhub faster than getting their hands on any of these books.
Fair.
Fair point, Andrew. And he also says, I'd just be happy that my kids are reading. They have heard and seen worse on TV, movies, and the internet.
The question I have, and I'd like to ask Andy this, is, you know, these books ended up in the library to begin with. My guess is that they were curated by the library staff, and no one had a problem when they were brought in the first place.
Right.
So why all of a sudden now do people have a problem with it? And my guess is it's probably not the staff who has a problem with it.
I have a feeling it's Moms for Liberty.
Those fighters for freedom?
Yeah. The fighters for freedom, Moms for Liberty, are the ones who are bringing forward these proposals or these demands to remove these books. And in many instances, those people don't even live in this school district.
Well... yeah, that's possible. I mean, that's possible. But I'm with the texter. I was just happy that my kids were reading.
Absolutely.
And once again, if you have issues with what's sexually explicit, basically is what the big problem is. And if you have problems with that, I mean, I did the sex talk with my kids. You know, they need to know about this stuff. Otherwise, they're going to go and do maybe some very difficult and bad behavior.
We're going to continue this conversation. We have some more text to share on the other side of the break. You can always check in to 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight, with lows around 36. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 54. Lows around 34. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Low 50s Sunday. Mid 50s Monday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bott is on the board. Carol Kane in me. Carol Kane live with me in the studio.
I'm here
in downtown Waukesha.
Carol's in all of us. She's in our soul and our heart.
And we love to hear from you as well at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Starting things off today talking about the 33 books that will no longer be allowed at the Menominee Falls High School, grassroots Menominee Falls area. And we're going to be talking to one of the people aligned with that group. Andy Gus is going to be joining us at 10:33.
Right.
They are calling for transparency from the school district and open dialogue with all stakeholders, including teachers, librarians, and the wider community.
I do totally agree with that. If we've got people that are causing an issue and have a problem with these books, step forward.
Yeah.
I want you to step forward and tell me why.
Right.
Tell me what the problem is. And the fact that you're not doing that indicates to me, you know, there's a cowardness involved with that. I just think that if you have a problem with the book, like, if I had a problem with, like, let's just say, for example, either Elizabeth or Alex, and they're reading a book, if I had a problem with the book, I would go to the principal myself and just say, hey, I have a problem with this book. Did I ever do it? No, probably because I'm a terrible mother. But I just think that you have to step forward. Standing, you know, hiding in the shadows, to me, why would I listen to you?
I think you make a very good point, but I think we live in a society now where keyboard warriors, you know, we're all real brave when we're anonymous. It takes some intestinal fortitude to admit who you are and take ownership of
right.
it.
Well,
and then have to validate your argument.
Well, and this is the world, honestly, this is the world we live in. Look at the trolls that we have to deal with social media and things like that. And I mean, I got something the other day through an instant message on my Facebook page, and I was like, what? Who is this? I don't know. It was a weird instant message, and I was just like, why would you write that to somebody? I don't even know who you are.
That's bizarre.
And so anyhow, unless he thought that, because my married name is Lewandowski, unless he thought that was another Carol Lewandowski he was writing to, But I don't think there's too many of us out there. But yes, I don't put any credence in anybody who won't step forward and show your face. Period.
Well, I get the idea that if you had a problem with the book and you walked into the school and said to the principal, this is my problem. If I was the principal, I'd be like, all right, well, then you need to talk to your child about that book. I'm not going to get rid of your books on behalf of you. That's right. Not my problem. You are to speak to your child and take care of that. That's not my business. I'm not here to curate books to help your family. And the other thing, too, a point I wanted to bring up was the fact that it's not just books that deal with sexual explicit sexual nature. It's also books that deal heavily in LGBTQI.
Absolutely.
There are books that are being banned because they threaten the whitewashed history of this country. So there's a lot of, and these Moms for Liberty are threatened by anything that isn't exactly what they know and love and have been taught.
And their version of history.
Exactly.
We have David from Marinette on the phone. Good morning, David. Thank you for joining us.